This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The UN's nuclear chief has urged Russia and Ukraine to commit to prevent a nuclear accident at Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The AP's Mimi Montgomery reports.
Rafael Grossi, who leads the International Atomic Energy Agency, is asking UN Security Council members to support five principles to avoid a nuclear accident at the Zaporizhzhia plant, Europe's largest. It comes after fighting there on seven occasions as recently as last week and disruptions to critical power supply. The principles include banning attacks, prohibiting heavy weapons storage, and ensuring uninterrupted off-site power supply. Kremlin's forces took over the plant after Russia's invasion, and Ukraine opposes any proposal legitimizing Russia's control of it. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A rare drone attack jolted Moscow early Tuesday, causing only light damage, but forcing evacuations as residential buildings were struck in the Russian capital for the first time in the war against Ukraine. The Kremlin, meanwhile, pursued its relentless bombardment of Kyiv with a third assault on the city in 24 hours. A new U.S. military aid package for Ukraine will likely include munitions for drones. It's expected to be announced this week and will total up to $300 million. The debt ceiling and budget deal worked out between the House Speaker and President has advanced to the full House, where it's expected to be voted on today. Here's AP's Sagar Magani.
Put simply, the House Freedom Caucus is not happy.
This deal fails.
It is a bad deal.
It defies conservatism, one of the biggest abominations since I've been in Washington, D.C.
Not one Republican should vote for this deal.
From Chairman Scott Perry down, Freedom Caucus members say the deal does not enact the deep spending cuts they want, accusing McCarthy of fracturing the GOP by giving in to Democrat demands.
This is VOA News. Aiming to secure support for Sweden's bid to join NATO, U.S. President Joe Biden signaled a transactional approach in his engagement with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The newly elected Turkish leader has been one of the most consequential yet complicated members of the transatlantic military alliance. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Witakuswara has this report.
Sirens.
He still wants to work on something on the F-15s. I told him we wanted to deal with Sweden until I get that done.
It's the first time Biden linked the two issues together. Ankara has long sought to purchase 40 American-made F-16s, but Congress is blocking the deal. U.S. officials have rejected suggestions of a quid pro quo. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
That is not a condition. President Biden long been clear that he supports selling F-16s.
In response to Russia's invasion on Ukraine, Finland and Sweden applied for NATO membership in May 2022. NATO membership must be approved by all members. Finland entered NATO in April, but Sweden's bid has been held up because Ankara believes Stockholm is harboring terrorists.
That is Patty Witakuswara. NATO will send 700 more troops to northern Kosovo to help quell violent protests after clashes with ethnic Serbs there left 30 international soldiers wounded. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said an additional reserve battalion would be put on high readiness in case additional troops are needed. Stoltenberg made the announcement Tuesday in Oslo after talks with the Norwegian Prime Minister. The NATO-led peacekeeping mission, known as KFOR, currently consists of almost 3,800 troops. Earlier Tuesday, KFOR's multinational peacekeepers used metal fences and barbed wire barriers to reinforce positions in a northern town that has become a hot spot. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
South Korea said its attempt to put the country's first spy satellite into orbit has failed. Sudden alerts in South Korea jolted its normally unbothered residents. Here's VOA's Bill Gallo.
Sirens blaring on the streets of Seoul just after 6:30 on a Wednesday morning. Many residents received a wartime alert saying they should prepare the elderly and young to take shelter. Minutes later, a second message appeared on phones saying the warning was sent in error. The warnings were prompted by a North Korean satellite launch, which headed south before crashing into the sea well off the coast. Even for Seoul residents, who routinely deal with North Korean launches, the incident was startling. It is extremely rare for North Korean missiles to disrupt life in South Korea. That's partly because there are so many launches, about 100 since last year.